This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the two different perspectives on power. Recently, we've been tracing the events leading up to Jesus' crucifixion. So as Jesus goes before Pilate, he teaches us an important lesson about ultimate power. As the crowd shouted, "Crucify him, crucify him," Pilate told them that he believed Jesus was not guilty. But the Jewish leaders turned to Pilate and said, "By our laws, he's guilty because he calls himself the Son of God." The scriptures say that Pilate heard this and he was frightened more than ever. He took Jesus back inside and asked him privately, "Where are you from?" But Jesus didn't respond. Pilate couldn't believe that Jesus would ignore him in that way. He said, "Don't you realize that I have the power to either release you or to crucify you?" Jesus replied, "You have no power over me at all unless it were given to you from above." So we see that Jesus, despite his dire circumstances, still knew who was ultimately in control. Now let's contrast that against Pilate. The Jewish leaders told him that if he released Jesus, he wouldn't be considered a friend of Caesar. So it was obvious that Pilate thought Caesar held the ultimate power. The same can be true for us. No matter how dire a situation has become, how high the stakes may appear, God's power is the only power that matters. And as you reflect on that, cling to these words for strength. "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" Psalm 27:1. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, know that there is only one ultimate power.